All right, folks, welcome back to episode 13 of the A History of Change podcast. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to be focused on chapter 13 of the book, which is the impact of the GAA on Irish life. Now, the learning outcome for students of this chapter asks students to examine how one sporting, cultural, or social movement impacted on Irish life. Now, for the nature of A History of Change, we've just focused on a sporting movement being the impact of the GAA. But you also might have studied a cultural movement, such as the Irish language movement through the Gaelic League. Or you might have studied a social movement, such as the Irish labour movement during the early 20th century that kind of came to the forefront of Irish society in the Dublin strike and lockout in 1913. But for the focus of this podcast, we're going to be looking at the impact of the GAA on Irish life. Now, the GAA has had a profound impact on Irish society, and that can obviously be seen because the movement still plays such an integral role in promoting Irish cultural identity across the world today. And that's evident because there are over 2,000 clubs in all 32 countries of Ireland, and there are over 400 GAA clubs outside of the island of Ireland, just showing the cultural reach of a movement that played such an important role in the history of Ireland. Now, the first area or impact of the GAA had on Irish society was around the preservation of Irish culture. So the GAA played a pivotal role in preserving Irish culture, particularly through the promotion and the preservation of traditional Irish sports such as hurling, Gaelic and handball. And these football sports became a symbol of Irish identity, creating a sense of national pride and connecting people to their Irish heritage across the world. The second impact of the GAA was how it had such a big impact on community engagement in Ireland. The GAA created a sense of community in local towns all across the island, which brought people together. Local clubs became focal points for social gatherings, which created this sense of community spirit. And matches and events brought people from all walks of life together. And finally, one of the biggest impacts of the GAA as a sporting movement was the political impact it has had on Irish history, specifically around Ireland's fight for independence during the early 20th century. So the GAA, with its widespread popularity and its strong sense of Irish identity, became an attractive platform for the Irish Republican Brotherhood, or the IRB's, political agenda. IRB members, including really important and significant figures in Irish history like Michael Collins, joined the GAA and used it as recruiting ground for their cause. And through their involvement in the GAA, IRB members were able to spread nationalist ideas, recruit young individuals who are sympathetic to the cause of Irish independence, and overall this led to an increased support and mobilisation for the radical nationalist movement, which would eventually culminate in events such as the Easter Rising of 1916. And to wrap up this podcast today, one of the areas of focus of your study when you study the GAA as a sporting movement should be around ways that that sporting movement impacted Irish society. And to summarise what we've covered today, the GAA has had a very significant impact on Irish society. Firstly, it impacted the preservation of Irish culture. Secondly, it created an outlet for community engagement where people of all social classes could come together and create connections. And finally, it had a significant political impact during a period of Irish history where different levels of nationalist groups were fighting for different forms of independence in Ireland. And the IRB would use the GAA as a way to recruit young people, young men, to the radical nationalist movement. Okay, I'm going to leave this podcast here today, folks. I will catch you in the next episode.